第九天，六点五至九分范文。全球化类范文一。
Some people think that giving aid to poor countries has positive effects, while others believe that international aid should be stopped. Discuss both these views and give your own opinion.
There is considerable debate about whether or not international aid should be continued. Those who support international aid think that it is beneficial to both the recipient country and the donor country. On the one hand, international aid contributes to infrastructure improvements in poor countries. For example, the World Bank, whose key members are mostly rich countries, provides poor countries with low interest loans each year, with which these countries develop their infrastructure, such as public transport, schools, and hospitals. Also, international financial aid and food aid help to save lives in poor countries, as in these countries many people suffer from starvation and extreme poverty. On the other hand, rich countries that provide international aid generously are regarded as responsible members of the international community and are respected by other countries. People who think that international aid should be stopped tend to focus on its potential negative effects. A common concern is about its fairness. Even in the most developed countries, there are people who lead deprived lives. Government spending on aid for poor people in other countries may be unfair to these people. Some aid is even used to serve purposes for which it is not intended. For example, in some countries, international aid has been used by their government to purchase weapons or has resulted in more corruption. Sometimes, countries that receive foreign aid also find the aid unfair because it is tied to political objectives. Personally, I think that whether international aid should be continued depends on whether it is used for its intended purposes. If the donor country cannot ensure this, then the aid should be reduced, if not stopped altogether. International organizations should provide developing countries with practical aid and advice, rather than financial aid. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
I agree that practical aid and advice from international organizations are important to developing countries. But I also believe that money should be a significant part of international aid. Practical aid, such as technology transfer, medical teams, school supplies, and technical training programs and advice, can be of great help to developing countries. Such aid helps them to improve their own industry, agriculture, education, and healthcare systems. These developments can boost their economy and reduce their reliance on foreign aid. The purpose of practical aid and advice from international organizations also tends to be more specific than the purpose of financial aid. For example, many international medical aid teams focus on the treatment of certain contagious diseases. By providing practical aid and advice, international organizations can reduce misuse of the aid. However, international aid for developing countries should not be limited to practical aid or advice. With financial aid, poor countries can buy domestically produced goods and services instead of foreign goods and services, which can help their own economy. Financial aid also plays an important role in meeting the financial needs of their infrastructure development, such as construction of airports and many other public facilities. Practical aid and advice would be useless if the recipient countries did not even have the facilities where they could apply advanced technology or put international aid teams' advice into practice. In conclusion, to help developing countries effectively, international organizations should provide them with practical aid and advice, as well as financial aid. Financial aid can be used to buy goods and services from businesses in their own countries and improve infrastructure and other public facilities, while practical aid and advice can help them to become more productive and independent in the long term. Some people think that international cooperation has many benefits for international business, while others think that it has more benefits for environmental protection. Discuss both these views and give your own opinion.
In the 21st century, countries are cooperating more closely together in a wide range of fields. Some people think that the development of international business and global trade is the main benefit of international cooperation. Increasing cooperation between countries has made governments more willing to reduce tariffs and other trade barriers and encourage businesses to import or export goods. This has given consumers access to a much wider variety of foreign goods and services than ever before. The increase in international cooperation has also led to the expansion of multinational corporations such as Samsung and Volkswagen. They have operations in many parts of the world, serving local or international markets. This helps them to optimize resources and reduce costs, whilst contributing to the tax revenue of many governments and creating jobs in various countries. It seems that international cooperation has helped international business to better meet consumer demands and improve people's standards of living. Others, however, think that development in environmental protection is the main benefit of international cooperation. Many environmental problems, such as global warming and oil spills, are international issues. Collaboration between countries has played important roles in tackling these problems. However, unlike international business cooperation, international efforts to solve environmental problems are usually weak and the results are often disappointing, as countries have to sacrifice their own interests when they make such efforts. For example, some countries have pulled out of the Kyoto Protocol on climate change to avoid possible negative impacts of the protocol on their own industry and economy. Therefore, my own opinion is that international business has gained more benefits from international cooperation than environmental protection. The spread of multinational companies and the resulting increase of globalization bring positive effects to everyone. Do you agree or disagree?
Although I agree that the spread of multinational corporations and the increased globalization resulting from it create benefits for many people, I believe that they also cause some problems. The spread of multinational companies can have economic, technological, and cultural benefits. They can make a wide variety of new and often better products available on local markets at prices lower than those of imported products. They also contribute to the transfer of advanced technology from developed countries to developing countries. Many of their subsidiaries employ local people and provide local employees with technical training programs. By employing local staff and providing products or services to local consumers, multinational companies also help to make the cultures and lifestyles of their home countries better understood and appreciated around the world. However, the expansion of multinational corporations also causes negative effects. Large multinational corporations force many small, locally owned companies to go out of business, while aggressively penetrating local markets with their products or services. In the long term, the local economy would become too dependent on the strategies of multinational companies. Also, most of the goods on local markets would be mass-produced products, supplied by globally operating multinationals, so local consumers would have less variety in their shopping choices. This may even lead to a decline in lifestyle choices and cultural diversity, For example, Walmart and McDonald's have made many people in different countries use similar products and eat the same types of food. In conclusion, I believe although the spread of multinational corporations and the increased globalization can be beneficial in some ways, multinational corporations should become more culturally sensitive and try to meet the specific needs of local markets. Modern technology is creating one single world culture. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
Through the ages, man has undergone many changes. Modern technology is rapidly changing the world's living standards, which results in creating a single world culture. I believe that new technologies, including the internet, television, electronic media, means of transportation, etc., have great impact on creating a similar culture all around the globe. Below, I will list my reasons to support my opinion. Firstly, the internet and email have changed the way people communicate with each other. The internet is a new means of communication and provides easy access to information and news. People communicate with each other and share ideas, happiness and difficulties. We have opportunities to find out more about other countries and their history. I believe that the increasing ease and speed of global communication is leading to a world culture. Secondly, the modern means of transportation allows people to move from one place to another very quickly, which also helps the spread of culture. A few centuries ago, it was impossible to imagine waking up in one country and falling asleep in another. Finally, as a result of all mentioned above, the boundaries between countries, their traditions and customs are erased. Many people migrate during their lives. Some of them are looking for a better place to live, while others want to get new experience and knowledge, or just pleasure. So now many families are created between people from different countries. Traditions fuse and evolve into other ones, or just vanish. In summary, modern technology has a great impact on the way people live now. It is creating a new single world culture, where old traditions and distances are no longer of that much importance.